God's poem. Did you know that you were God's poem? Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, "For we are his workmanship," or as the Concordant Version says, "We are his achievement." Or Weymouth, "We are God's own handiwork." F.B. Meir, writing in this passage, says, "The word workmanship in the Greek is poem. We are God's poems." Are you troubled and concerned about the direction of your life? You needn't be. After all, he's the great poet of your life. You are his beautiful poem. As Dennis Durham has written in his wonderful song, His Workmanship, "The years of your life form the stanzas, and the days form every line." It may at times seem as though this poem has no rhyme or reason. The divine lines can be painful, but he is directing all for your good, Romans 8:28. All in his own time and in his own way. You're his masterpiece of love. He is patiently shaping you. He is telling his story with your life. Rest assured that you are like a building under construction, a painting yet wet and unfinished, a batter still being mixed, a tree that has yet to reach maturity, a tapestry still being woven. Await with patience the master's grand completion. Paul said in Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." No wonder Paul says in Romans 8:25, "Then do we with patience wait for it."